Excellent.
I'll walk you right through it. You know, we went down into three. He went wide. Going into three, I got to the inside of him. I mean, there was four car widths between us, and he drove from the wall all the way down to me, almost in the, you know, second groove up, and I didn't understand why. And so we got down, the caution came out, we went down turn one, and I just went up and drove up next to him. I didn't even touch him. And I don't know, I guess he was just really frustrated with the way his car was handling or something. And I mean, he just drove into my right rear and put me in the wall under caution. I'm, you know, of all the people out there, I never thought that would happen with Jeff Burton. I mean, I've always had a tremendous amount of respect for him, but I certainly lost a lot of respect today. And, you know, I don't think we're going to be able to fix the DuPont Chevrolet. I mean, we were battling it enough as it was, but I really had confidence we were going to be able to battle back and, you know, and get a decent finish, maybe top 10 or 15, but certainly not going to happen today.
After scuffling outside and then the two of you get in the ambulance together, what was said there?
Well, I was walking towards him, and I started going through all the scenarios in my mind. Thankfully, I had a long walk down there to him because I thought I did about the least amount that I wanted to do. You know, I wanted to show him how upset I was, but I wanted to do a whole lot more than that. And I held back, and, you know, I just, I just still in disbelief. And I didn't want to be in the ambulance with him, I can tell you that. But we got in there, and, you know, I like Jeff. I mean, he's a guy that's, usually very rational, and respect his opinion. And, you know, he apologized, said it was his fault. He said he didn't mean to do it, and whatever, it's over.